Hi, Clayton. This is Katia from California. I have a question for, is that a good time to invest in a rental property because the house price is so high? I'm looking to either for a rental or invest it in stock market, but both it's kind of very hard to do at this time. I do have some available cash that can put as a down payment on a rental property, and also hoping that to have at least one or two to add it to my portfolio. I appreciate your answer. Again, the question is it a good time to invest in a rental property because of the price of the real estate is so high? Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, there is no simple answer to this question. But I do want to unpack one thing. You talk about rental prices being so high, and that is the case in certain areas, but it's not across the board. And so remember, there is no such thing as a real estate bubble, one big bubble, or one real estate market. There is not one real estate market. There's thousands upon thousands of real estate markets across the United States. So when you look at what's happening in California or Las Vegas or Phoenix or Atlanta or Miami, it's going to be totally different than what's happening in West Texas, like where we build properties, or in Tennessee, or in Iowa. It's going to be totally different. And so you need to look at each of these things on a case-by-case basis and to see at the end of the day what the numbers look like. Ultimately, it just comes down to the numbers. And again, I come back, I know I beat a dead horse on this, but I think it's so important. And I was sitting around the other night with a group of business leaders, and we were all talking about investing given this current environment. And we all had the same feeling. It was kind of like a going around the table, and the response from these investors was the same, that if I can invest in something with other people's money and my numbers are still good, even though inflation, even though the interest rates are higher, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm getting a good return on investment, it doesn't matter. And so I come back to what I've said about Robert Shimon, who we've had here on the show. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He's a mentor of mine in real estate. And one thing, again, he says is that if someone's going to give me, interest rate of 9%, he uses like that as an example, and he's going to get a net return beyond his expenses at 10%, he'll take that money any day because it's free money. It's somebody else's money. You're building your wealth with somebody else's money. And the difference between, you mentioned the stock market, of course, and real estate, is that no one's going to give you money to invest in the stock market. And if you have that cash on hand, you're going to put that 100% of that cash into stocks. And then, of course, we saw what happened last week or in the past 2 weeks in the stock market, right? I mean, all sorts of retirement accounts like wiped out in just a few days. And of course, ups and down and ups and downs. And we saw that's exactly what happened in the crypto space over the past few weeks as well. Like if you had money invested in Luna crypto, completely wiped away. If you had money invested in, heck, CRO, that coin totally collapsed, right? And yeah, it may come back, and we started to see a little bit of an uptick over the past few days, but you don't know. And in the case of Luna, it might be totally gone, totally dead permanently. That project might be dead. And all of those people that invested a lot of money in Luna as a cryptocurrency, gone, gone. So we'll see. We're keeping our eye closely on that space to see what happens. But my point is that no other asset class are you able to get an asset with other people's money, meaning the bank's money. So you have money, you have cash to invest to put down as a down payment. That's wonderful. And then, of course, the bank is going to carry the rest of that, right? They're going to provide you with a mortgage note. They're going to put up the actual risk on the property, but you get the cash flow and you get the tax benefits. And at the end of the day, as long as the numbers make sense, what we do at Morris Invest, our properties have a minimum 18% net internal rate of return. So bearing that in mind, like after expenses and all of those things and using other people's money, can you still get a good internal rate of return? And that's all you should be asking yourself. yes, where you might be, you mentioned California, you're in California. Yes, so price is skyrocketing. I would never buy a property in California as a rental property. Absolutely not. One of the worst states in America to invest. Not just because of the prices, but because it is one of the most unfriendly landlord states in the country from a legal perspective. So try to get, you know, a tenant evicted from a property who's not paying in California. It could take over a year. It could be an absolute nightmare. And more, there's just all kinds of draconian issues in California. So again, you need to go where you're treated best. And you need to invest in the places that are going to yield the greatest returns with minimal risk and fantastic upside and using other people's money. So, you know, if you're interested, book a call with our team. We're happy to jump on the phone with you and kind of point you in the right direction. Even if we can't help you, we'll talk with you and kind of see what you're working with and what your goals are financially. Just go to our website, just go to morrisinvest.com and click on the book a call button there and we'll take care of you. So great question. I mean, there's a lot of fear in the market right now. I think you're kind of hitting on that question. Go to morrisinvest.com. That's our website. We have tons of great resources over there. Again, if you want to find out about our rental properties, we build new construction rental properties from the ground up. And our team places a tenant in the property with our great property management teams that we work with. These are in A-class neighborhoods. We have the best school districts that we deploy our properties in so that we have tenants that want to stay a long time. These are great, great properties. So book a call with our team. Go to morrisinvest.com or leave us a voicemail message just by clicking the microphone icon on the side of the screen. Until next time, everyone, go out there and take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.